聊天室当中有位朋友说 ,34747 said,Cosplay gives us a chance to be an actor or actress.
Well, there you
are. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking for the fame, looking for the, put the, you know.
To perform, to act.
They hope that somebody's going to notice them, say, wow, you're so beautiful.
But dresses and cosplay, dress as the characters itself is
eye-catching. Yeah, the thing is that if people do it correct, then it can be eye-catching, it can be very good.If they don't get it right, it can look, you know...
It can also be eye-catching.
Aye. So you've really got to, you know... In fact, what we say is look at the photographs that are on our web pages and see the photographs of these young kids, and that's the kind of, you know, good way that you've got to aim.
Hey, Bruce, do you think Lady Gaga is a cosplayer? Every time she showed up, she's trying to cosplay something.
To be honest, Jing Jing, I never really look at photographs of celebrities. Uh-huh. You know, it's actually something I'm not interested in at all.
其实奇装异服本身就是一种 cosplay, yeah. 我觉得。大家说 Lady Gaga 算不算是一位很好的 cosplayer?
Yeah. I like real, you know, my photography is maybe photographing what I would call the lullaby scene. The ordinary people, to me, look, it's so much in their faces without making themselves up, you know.The old ladies working in food stalls, you know, around Beijing. Some of them are fabulous for photography.
老布的镜头下呢，很多的是关注着老百姓、平常人。他觉得平常人的脸和表情上呢，有更多丰富多彩的内容和元素。而他往往不喜欢去看一些 celebrity 的照片，他觉得那个有太多不真实的东西啊。有很多人也喜欢 Lady Gaga。Lady Gaga 她 cos 呢，你也说不清楚她 cosplay 什么，反正她就是挺有自己风格的。每次出来都是呼风唤雨那样的样子。哈，要不是脚跟高呢，要不是头顶的东西都是太高太大啊，反正呢就是一副奇奇怪怪的样子咯，也算是一种风格吧。有同学说在广州地铁上看见一个外国人穿着 cosplay 的服装，穿着大红长裙，高跟长靴，绝对有十厘米以上，发型有点夸张，非常的 eye catching。这就是哈，在街头，这就是有这种效果了。It was you.
Yes, I'm saying this to him. You know that it was you who introduced me to cosplay. I'd never heard of it before.
老布说：“哎呦，还是您告诉我了什么叫 cosplay， 我都惊了一跳哈，我都不知道什么叫 cosplay， 我听都没听说过。”
So Joe's telling me I hadn't either. He'd never heard of it either. But a friend told me I would have fun as a photographer if I went to a cosplay show.
嘿嘿，我也没听说过呀。对方说，我这不是正好碰上了吗？完了，还是一个朋友跟我说，这个东西年轻人玩的这个呢，叫 cosplay。否则我还以为吓一跳，要不以为人家在拍电影呢。I would have fun as a photographer. 要是当一个摄影师，你要是看到这样的 photo, 这样的 cosplay show, 那还是很有趣的。If I went to a cosplay, 啊，这里文本稍微写掉了一个 H, 应该叫 cosplay show.
Okay, so, and she told me where there was one in Beijing. This is a friend who said you would have great fun as a photographer. You'd have great fun if you went to a cosplay show.And this friend told Joe that there was one in Beijing, and there was a website. Have you seen the website, Jing Jing?
No, I haven't. I haven't checked it out.
You know, well, apparently there's a website, which I haven't seen it either, but there is a web... I think maybe all you need to do is type in cosplay in Beijing or something like that, and see what comes up. See what
实际上北京是肯定是有的。他就说嘛，他说他们就告诉我呢，说在北京呢还有一个专门的网站。Where you can see all the cosplay shows in China. 你可以看到中国的所有 cosplay 的这照片啊，他们的设计啊，等等等等。啊，这样一种新的视觉形式，我觉得，也不算新吧啊，这样一种视觉形式应该是可以有很多的网站来打造的。因为有很多的拥趸，有很多的喜欢和发烧友啊，就不应该没有哈。我们的同学呢，这个 Carrigan 说 ，Lady Gaga 呢应该是原创服装，不算 cos 了 ，cos 呢主要还是模仿。嗯，有道理。
So what was happening then? Joe found this really real fun. I've never been to one. I really would like to go to one. It seemed to be every Sunday. I've got interviews to do or something coming up, you know, some event. And I never seem to have any time to get to these things, but I'd love to do it. Now, he finds 100% of the people, if I ask if I can take their picture, will say yes.
要是真的到 cos 大秀的现场去看，应该是很有意思的，因为毕竟这个世界呢会给人一种非常不真实的感觉，而且那个里面呢多多少少哈穿着的都是一些各类各式各样的 cosplay 的服装。而且你想啊，车展是吧，咱们去都已经去够了哈、啊、车展 is enough for us to go 他都已经看烦了应该去看看这种 cos 大秀哈、啊、感受感受。大多数呢在 cosplay 现场秀的一些人们，如果你想说我能不能给你拍张照的话，他一定会说拍吧，没问题。
I must say, actually, Joe talks about asking people if he can take the photographs. Now, me, usually, I don't. I'm usually using a big lens, a long lens, and I don't ask people for a very simple reason. If you ask people if you take the photograph, then what happens is they pose. They think, oh, I must look a certain way. I get my photograph taken so often. It's not so natural. But, for example, I did quite a few night photographs up on a food street at Stanley Toon, and I was using my big lens, and people didn't, because the camera, you can work it very, very fast with a big lens, if they don't see you, you can actually get a much more natural, situation.
老布拍照呢不喜欢上前去跟人家请教说我能不能给你拍照，为什么呢？他觉得人啊有一种自然反应，一旦我告诉你说我能为你拍照吗，这个人就会下意识的做表情，就会 pose 做出一些不真实不自然的表情，所以这就丧失了摄影师想捕捉的那种原汁原味的味道。
But with this situation with the cosplay, of course, is that the people they're dressed up and they want to be noticed and they want to be photographed, okay? Because what Joe's saying, because they do not dress up in a costume to not be noticed and not be photographed. In other words, they want to be noticed, they want to be photographed because that's why they're there.
对，他们就是盛装打扮，就是为了到现场参加活动，然后呢被人们拍下来了，纪念那一刻嘛。
They want Lao Bu to come up with a big lens and take a photograph of them, put it onto WeChat and hey, wow, look.I'm famous.
对，当然我觉得他们本身呢是出于对这种角色真正的一种喜爱，无论是在动漫里还是在一些比如说特效里或者在一些电视剧里，只要是人们心中有所想，他才愿意会去模仿这个人物，对吧？没有一个人说他去想去模仿他不喜欢的人物，是吧？
Right. Now, in Beijing, one would be swarmed with other I'm saying, now surely in Beijing you'd be swarmed with other photographers, because you must notice in Beijing,There are so many people with cameras. Again, let me mention Stanley Toon, DSLR. You go to these places, you've got a whole crowd of people standing there, always with cameras, trying to photograph people, particularly, girls looking, attractive and lovely clothes. People do stand there every day, and usually people are quite, just laugh about these guys with the cameras. But, however...
In Beijing?
Yeah.
In the Beijing one...在北京的这一场集会上呢 you would be swarmed with other photographers.
Photographers, right. So actually, Josephine, actually it is not so bad. There aren't that many photographers. Now I thought there'd be a lot of photographers, but in fact, actually, it's not so bad. There aren't that many people with the cameras.
哦，布鲁斯说，那在北京的这场活动上呢，你一定跟其他的一些摄影师在现场都显得非常的拥挤吧？说这个还好了 ，It's not so bad， 没那么糟糕。There aren't that many photographers。说在北京这一场上呢，摄影师其实没有那么多。There are a lot of people posing， 有很多人在那儿摆造型。
Posing， you only have to go around the streets here in Beijing.To see so many people posing. Now, what they're doing is taking their own photographs. Jing Jing. There are some people just cannot stop it. Because have you seen the people with the big poles?
Taking selfies?
And some people have these, they're doing videos of themselves walking with these big poles, filming themselves, and they're smiling at themselves. Oh, grief, it's like an epidemic.
老布都在说上帝啊，说这样的场合看到的很多人其实根本就不是在拍模特，他们都是拿着手机在自拍，拍着自己呢。 A lot of people posing, 这里指的不是说 cosplay 的人 posing 哦、
yeah.
说的是那自拍的观众。
You know what I love to do when I'm out with my camera, I love to actually photograph people taking photographs of themselves, because some of them can be really funny.
哎，自拍啊是一种停不下来的病啊，自拍是这个年代谁让有美图秀秀，讨厌，谁让有美颜相机呢，让我们停不下来，真是的，这哪是我们的错呀。 So except for the top 5% of the finest costumes. 除了5%的啊非常优秀的非常棒的这个服装之外呢，其他的95%左右都没有 photographer 来围着他们。
What happens? You all these kids dressed up, and you've got some of them maybe look really good. So all the photographers are trying to photograph that 5%. The other 95% don't have a photographer around them. That reminds me of one event which I went to where there was a lot of models, a lot of beautiful, you know, there was girls there. And all these guys were standing photographing two or three of them, and all these other ones, nobody was photographing them.
可怜，
you know,
可怜。
It was really
sad. 5%左右才能够真正的被照下来，哈，好可怜啊。
So I started photographing these girls who were not being photographed, because I felt sorry for them.
每次布鲁斯看到这种情景，他就一定会去拍剩下的95%无人围观的。好嘞，这就是第一段，我们来听听，我们再听一遍，来回答下几个问题。Question number one.
Why was Myanmar a heaven for photography?
为什么缅甸这个国家是摄影者的天堂？
Number two, why does Joe go to cosplay shows?
为什么 Joe 要想去看看这个 cosplay 大展呢？
Number three, where is cosplay held in Beijing?
北京的这一场是在什么地方举行的？
Four, why are people at cosplay happy to be photographed?
为什么扮成动漫人物的这些 cosplay coser 们，他们喜欢被照相呢？
What percentage of participants dress up in really fancy costumes?
好了，一般来讲，一场大展当中呢，只有少部分的人穿得特别到位，特别棒。大概这个比例有多少呢？
I can wait 2 minutes and the other photographer goes and then I have them all to myself.
You have to pay these kids if you take photographs of them.
No, you pay to get in, it's 30 or 40 kwai, everybody pays. They're there to have fun and be seen, and if a foreign photographer with a big camera and good lens comes up to them and asks to take their picture, they're quite happy about it, so you don't pay anything.
Cosplay is a phenomenon that's been going on for a couple of decades. In the U.S. and other countries, science fiction fantasy cons, they're called, which is a truncation of the word conference, has now moved over into the graphic novel and comic book industry. And that's what cosplay is. It's a combination of the word costume and comic. So these kids...basically become the characters that they read and adore in the comic books and graphic novels.
They look like comic characters or characters out of some different world.
That's exactly what they are. And they all have personalities, characters, and these kids become their characters.
I went to one a year ago, and the first 1,000 people got in. After that, the police said there's too many people. They kept the others outside, and there's about another 1,000 outside waiting to get in when I left at noon. I got there around 9 a.m. And then finally, as people left, the others could get in, but it's really popular here.
我们把这个第二段提前给大家放了一下。
Great, Jing Jing, questions.
好，我们放的是第二段，不过呢，我们还是只有来先这样吧。Just now I played the second track. So, now we're going to explain the second track, and then we'll listen to the first track, and we're trying to figure out the answers to the questions.
Right, okay.
好，来，我们刚才放了个第二段，那现在这样吧，咱们一起来看看第二段。
So, what Joe's saying, I can wait 2 minutes, the other photographer goes, and I have them all to myself. In other words, there are people standing there with the cameras photographing these kids dressed up, but once they have finished taking a photograph of these kids, they move away to photograph somebody else. So Joe then steps in and takes his own photographs.
I can wait 2 minutes, 我能等2分钟, the other photographer goes.这其他的人照完了，然后呢 ，I have them all to myself， 然后就留下来我尽情的拍。
Now I'm asking, do you have to pay these kids if you were taking photos of them？
好，他就问说，那 do you have to pay these kids？ 你想给这些孩子们拍照的话，那你需要给他们付钱吗？要花钱吗 ？If you are taking photos of them？
Right, and the answer is no. You actually pay to get in. It costs 30 or 40 kwai to get in, but the kids in there are not asking you for money. It's not like going to tourist resorts now where people in say ethnic costumes hope that you're going to give them money to take photographs of them.
其实是不需要的。
It's like a small business. But these kids going there to these shows actually want you to take photographs of them.
当然了，人家是穿成这样就是想让你去拍照的嘛，所以你只需要花30到40块钱啊，买一张门票进去就可以尽情的拍了。
And so they're there to have fun and to be seen, right? They're there to have fun and to be seen. They want people to notice them. They're delighted. And if a foreign photographer with a good camera and big lens comes up to them and asks to take their picture, they are quite happy about it.
年轻的孩子们穿成这样就是去玩的，图的就是个好玩，然后呢被看见，被更多的人看见他们穿成这样，让更多的人了解他们喜欢的角色是什么样子。所以如果有一个外国摄影师再带上一个好的摄像机，然后呢在 with big lens with 一个带上一个长镜头，再 come up to them 就是走上前去，冲他们走上去，再问他们是不是能够给他们拍照啊，一般来说they are quite happy about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I go out to do good photographs, I've got a big lens. I've got one of the light-coloured Canon lenses. And my wife says, oh, you're showing off, you know. And when you stand with these other photographers, say at Stanley Town, they've all got big lenses. Everybody's looking at each other's lens and, showing off. But it's good fun, good laugh. But the thing is that when they see a foreigner wanting to take a photograph of them, they're actually quite happy.
当然他非常的高兴啊，非常高兴，恨不得被多多的拍呢，恨不得这效果能拍得很好呢。Cosplay is a phenomenon. Cosplay 呢是一种现象 that has been going on for a couple of decades in the US and other countries.
Right, a couple of decades, 20 years. A decade is 10 years, right? So you're 10 decades in a century.
Cosplay 的文化呢，在动漫和游戏界热门化和发扬光大了，这是毫无疑问的。同时呢，借着各种 cosplay 的活动啊、传媒的介绍啊、还有互联网啊、还有有关 cosplay 的大量的资讯传播啊等等，让 cosplay 的自由参与者是激增。而 cosplay 呢，也正是因为这样，才渐渐得到了真正的独立的发展。
So, one of the ideas is these are science fiction fantasy cons.Right? Science fiction, fantasy,
what does this mean? Science fiction,
you know, like the space odysseys.
Yes, we know science fiction. What is fantasy cons?
Fantasy is imagination, dream.
就是
And cons can mean things like, say, convention or meeting.
Oh.
So a con, you know, a convention. That's my convention center. So you would have this con, this convention.And these kids are going through this fantasy of science fiction, of animation, of comic book characters. And、so you've got this, a truncation. If you're truncated, you're shortening it. Right? You've shortened the word.
这个 cons 呢其实就是一个 conference, right?
Yeah.
Conference 的一个缩写一个 truncation. 好说这种科幻的Fantasy the comes, they are called. 他们被叫做什么什么什么什么动漫集、啊、什么什么动漫会什么什么什么动漫展。
So, you've got this, these kind of ideas, about this phrase, science fiction fantasy cons. And now it's moved over into the graphic novel and comic book industry. In other words, it started off more for the films, the animation films, right? But it's moved overinto the comic book and the novel, the graphic novel. Now, I mentioned earlier, you know, Japan's a huge producer of a kind of science fiction fantasy comics.
其实都已经说不清楚这个 cosplay 最先的起源是什么了。开始呢是科幻片啊，是一些奇幻传说，然后呢才进入到动漫领域的。It's now move over into.跨界了，跨到哪儿去了呢 ？Graphic novel， 一些图像小说啊，一些 comic book industry， 一些这个漫画界、漫画书。
Yeah, so the comics. I mean, comics, are popular amongst kids in every country. I used to have them: Superman comics, Batman comics.
对对对，有什么蝙蝠侠的这系列漫画啊，有这个超人的系列漫画啊，等等等等。Cosplay is a combination. Cosplay 是。戏服、戏装和 comic 漫画的一种结合 combination.
You're joining together costumes and comics. So you've got people dressed up in costumes. I don't know how much they pay for these costumes, but some of them are obviously very fancy.
They get the costumes in their own ways.
Yeah, and actually at the convention center, when they have these events, you can actually go to stalls and buy the costumes there, buy many of the things there.
You can buy them, yeah, as well.These kids basically become the characters they read and adore in the comic books and graphic novels.
Right, so they become the characters, the people they're reading about in these comic books. So they want to dress up as Superman or Batman. I mean, I photographed one guy walking around the North Village at Sandleton dressed up as a fantasy character. Like, what on earth is this?
一般来讲, cosplay 呢, 是动画, 动漫, 游戏, 电玩, 轻小说, 电影, 电视系列剧, 特摄, 偶像, 团体, 职业, 历史故事, 社会故事, 等等, 有自创的, 有形角色, 为目标, 刻意穿着, 模仿他的, 类似的服饰, 加上道具, 搭配, 化妆, 造型, 身体, 语言, 等等, 参数, 让人来扮演一个活起来的角色, 就是这样的。
So this is exactly what they are. And they all have personalities, characters, and these kids become the characters. So it's a role-playing, it's a fantasy. These kids, I'll give you a kind of different example. You sometimes get Elvis conventions, and all these people dress up as Elvis, all wearing a white suit, and all the kids just try to imitate Elvis and try to do the song. So this is the kind of cosplay as well.
就像是 costume party一样。
Yeah. Uh-huh.
就是一个这个变装舞会似的，就是大家穿。 穿什么衣服，模仿什么东西，穿出一个主题，穿出个个性，穿出一种角色。这三句话都是这么说的。 They like comic characters, 他们喜欢漫画人物, 或者是呢, characters out of some different world, 或者是一些其他另类次元世界的人物。 那么, that's exactly what they are, 这就是他们。 他们有人格, they have personalities, 有性格, characters, and these kids become these characters.
So basically these kids have become the people that they admire. The people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can almost say, Jing Jing, you take it way back, and Halloween, kids used to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah.
And be witches and devils and so on. So this is a much more advanced level of it. This is a much more almost professional, higher form of it. So Joe went to one a year ago, and the first 1,000 people got in.
Wow.
Right? There were so many people. And they only let in the first 1,000 people were allowed in.
天哪, 我有一次呢, 一年前哈, 去参加过一次这样的活动, 可是现场有好几千人, 啊, 只能先到的那一千人呢, 才能够进去。 所以你看这多火爆吧。 There were another 1,000 outside waiting to get in. 门外呢, 还有1,000多人, 等着进去。 When I left at noon, 我中午离开的时候呢, 门外还有好多人都没进去得了, 还在现场等着。
So, he was there there were another 1,000 people outside waiting to get in when I left at noon, and he'd arrived at 9 o'clock in the morning. So all morning there were people queuing up waiting to get in. And as some people would leave, so others would be allowed in. But it obviously was very busy events, and for safety reasons they were not letting too many in at one time.
Right, 所以呢, it's really popular there, huh? 非常非常的流行。 好,我们一起来回答第二段的问题, questions.
Right, one, how much does it cost to go to a cosplay show?
对了,参加一个cosplay show呢, 一般要来讲花多少钱?
Two, what are the young people happy about?
年轻人最欢迎什么呢? Three,
how long has cosplay been going on in the US?
在美国cosplay已经多少年了?
Four, what do the young people become?
Five,
how many go to the cosplay shows in Beijing?
大家可以在听力中找到答案, 也可以在原文当中找到答案。
When I walked on the streets, I could walk up to anybody and say, I'd like to take your picture. They could understand English, and 90% of the people would say yes. And that's a higher percentage than almost any place in the world. So it was kind of a heaven for photography.
You were taking a lot of these photographs of people dressed up in costumes, cosplay.
They had a cosplay, costume play show in Myanmar. About 150 young people dressed up in costumes. That's very abnormal there, and it's a very new thing there. But it was very similar to what they have in Beijing for cosplay, except in Beijing there'll be maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people in costumes at a show at the National Convention Center. Whereas there'd be maybe 150 in a small hotel.
It's really you that's introduced me to this name, cosplay. I'd never heard of it before, Joe.
Well, I hadn't either, but a friend told me that I'd have fun as a photographer if I went to a cosplay show, and she told me where there was one in Beijing, and the website where you can see all the cosplay shows in China. It's really fun because actually there, 100% of the people that I ask if I can take their picture say yes, because they don't dress up in a costume to not be noticed and not be photographed.
But in the Beijing one, you'd be swarmed with other photographers.
Actually, it's not so bad. There aren't that many photographers, and there's a lot of people that are posing amazing. So except for the top 5% of the finest costumes, the other 95% probably don't have a photographer around them. Or I can wait 2 minutes and the other photographer goes and then I have them all to myself.
You have to pay these kids if you're taking photographs of them.
No, you pay to get in. It's 30 or 40 kwai. Everybody pays. They're there to have fun and be seen. And if a foreign photographer with a big camera and good lens comes up to them and asks to take their picture, they're quite happy about it. So you don't pay anything.
Cosplay is a phenomenon that's been going on for a couple of decades. In the U.S. and other countries, science fiction fantasy cons, they're called, which is a truncation of the word conference, has now moved over into the graphic novel and comic book industry. And that's what cosplay is. It's a combination of the word costume and comic. So these kids basically become the characters that they read and adore in the comic books and graphic novels.
They look like comic characters or characters out of some different world.
That's exactly what they are. And they all have personalities, characters, and these kids become their characters.
I went to one a year ago, and the first 1,000 people got in. After that, the police said, there's too many people. They kept the others outside, and there's about another 1,000 outside waiting to get in when I left at noon. I got there around 9 a.m. And then finally, as people left, the others could get in, but it's really popular here.
好嘞, 行了, 我们呢, 今天就听到这里哈, 今天给大家呢连续播送了两段, 大家听得非常过瘾, 其实很简单, 答案很简单, 聊天室当中有Jackie吴写出来了, 我们一会儿在节目的微信公众号当中呢, 也给大家发送全部的节目的音频和文本, 所以大家可以到时候呢去对照一下, 其实只要你听懂了都没什么问题。
So keep looking out in the metro going up towards the Olympics and watch for kids all dressed up in all these fancy costumes and see who you can spot.
非常感谢老布爷爷每次都给我们带来这么精彩的寻访趣人趣事这不还有美国摄影师还有缅甸还有 cosplay 真是有意思欢迎大家继续锁定周五的精短人物听力好嘞祝朋友们周末愉快咱们下周见拜拜
拜拜